Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
It's funny because a doctor that I follow and know and who's nationally known, internationally known, Dr. Perlmutter, he got his Pfizer vaccine the day before. And he's like, I learned a lot from him, clean eating and all that. He actually had the same side effects as me. And he did a video reporting his side effects. And I just happened to see it on Instagram. And he's, So I felt better. We had the same side effects.
Outstanding.
I'm helping all of you understand that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was quite understandable. Quite understandable. Thank all of you. Monica, good to see you in your Texas gear. Yes. Yes. Even though I'm not a Longhorns fan. Sorry.
You got to support,
That makes sense. No, I have no beef for the Longhorns. Just a kidding. My favorite team is Houston Baptist football team, which has only won one game ever. Well, we won more than one, but maybe two. Maybe we won two. Good morning to all of you. Night to some of you. We will see you tomorrow for sure at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning for our Rakeza training slash powwow call. I don't have a name for it yet. Biowalk Hall. But we'll definitely see you then. Thank you for showing up. Of course, we know Phil and Susan will be there. That's why they are awesome. We know that for sure. And Shaker will be leading the way with Deanna, helming, backing up that way too. So we're grateful there. Today, we will continue in our crypto series that we're doing at 12 noon. Deeper, each day goes deeper because technically I'm only teaching you out of a book that I wrote or have been writing. So it just keeps, like, you're still in, like, chapter one. Sorry. Sorry, you've been taking good notes, right? Have you, but you haven't sent me any of those notes yet. That's all right. That's all right. Just make a note after the meeting. Send me the notes. Okay? Outstanding. Out of the standing. Deanna, you have books to publish. Okay? Well, not theirs, but mine. I'm telling you because I'm about to put two more on you. By mid next week, you're going to have at least one. Mm-hmm. I've been secretly, y'all might as well just get your book reading stuff together. I have secretly been writing a book. So how I started off was speaking and stuff, and then I had to move to business and stuff. But you can't start off, Steve, saying, hey, I'm going to like totally do a resource-based economy and, you know, get rid of capitalism or something like that. You can't do that. Yes, go ahead.
Someone asked in the chat, is the crypto series for guests?
I'll answer that in 5 minutes. I'll answer that in 5 minutes. I need time to process that. And actually, no, it's not for guests. It's not for guests. In order to keep Friday super prestigious, that's when I teach the very hardest stuff or the most cutting edge of stuff. When China was doing China things, I was literally showing y'all the back office of China and all this stuff. And in order to keep that exclusive, that's part of the $59.99.
Yeah,
you understand? Yeah. So in order to keep you getting some good commissions, we want to keep some stuff exclusive. So there you go. Deanna, get ready because you got books coming. All right. So I'm sorry. If this is your first time here, this is our morning meeting. We do this every morning, well, Monday through Friday morning. And it used to be 15 minutes. We opened up to an hour-ish so you all can ask questions and stuff and teach every now and then and to give you a voice. And we just decided to open it up to the public because we're doing a fantastic job. And in that fantastic job came a lot of fantastic money. And since I don't own anything,
can't hear you. We can't hear you. And you are Grace.
Hey guys, can you guys hear me?
I could have taken those lip reading classes.
Nice, baby.
There we go.
And I connected,
so that wouldn't happen. And the phone went out. It made no sense. It just that's what happened. You prevent problems, and they find a way to come up. Anywho, I think I was saying something, whatever I was saying. Oh, we were doing a good job and we opened up to the public so all of you all can do a good job too. So still professionally acquire or whatever makes you feel good about that. First things, or second or third things third, Deanna, I need you to secure the domain name Mexic News today. And anyone.com, .org, .fog, .field, .tv, all of them. I need all of them. Okay. All of them. Dot Trump. Dot whatever. Right. I need all of them. Need all of them. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good to see all of you here. I see some welcome backs. Of course, We know y'all never left because we love y'all so much and we appreciate you there. So Mexican News, that's the first thing. I need that within an hour after the meeting. Okay? Within an hour after the meeting.
Yes, video, sir.
Videos would be from video shooting, would be from 1 to 4. Of course, that will break into the training. So we'll start some short videos right after the meeting. So Mexic News was at the very top of my agenda. The reason why y'all have not seen anything new from Mexic News yet is because I decided to make it even bigger than what I thought. I accidentally hit the mute that time. Decided to make it even bigger, way bigger. And it's about to have its own interactive website. And a whole bunch of other stuff that comes along with that, but we won't say nothing. Mexic Conference, throw that out there. If I tell y'all that y'all need to be at the Mexic Conference, you need to be at the Mexic Conference. And the price is about to go up. We're going to do plenty of conferences this year for y'all, just some spontaneous conferences, and all those will be free. But two of them, Dominate Conference and the Mexican Conference, cost. And right now the cost is $45, which is extremely reasonable. $45, which is extremely reasonable because we're not trying to, you know, not trying to make money off the Mexican Conference. $45. It is our developers conference that has a lot of motivation in it. And you will hear Christine in it. And it will once again be hosted by Law and Jerry. Yes. Speaking of, day one of Dominate Conference is up. You can see that. Day two is coming. Day two, that takes a long time, y'all. Takes a long, long, long time. You can see Jerrying his way through everything. It is there. All you speakers, as soon as I put up day two, I will send you your things, whatever you've done. Should you want it sooner, that's no problem. If you just contact Grace, let Grace know that you're ready to get your, this is day one right now. So if you was featured in day one and you are ready to get your clip, okay, call her. And then while you're on the phone, I will make it downloadable. And then as soon as you say, yes, I am downloading it, I will then change it from being downloadable. You understand? It's not downloadable. It costs $197. You should have got it. How much was Dominate Conference? $35. You should have got it at $35 because that's lifetime access to the video. Even if you couldn't make it, you should have got it because now the video costs $197. And once it's out, we will have it on sale for $97. And trusteth me, you most certainly want that video, especially Phil's part. That is for sure. Phil commanded 2 hours. Yes, commanded 2 hours. Absolutely commanded 2 hours. Someone wants me to say that again. When we do a conference, we tell you a price. Right now, the Mexic Conference is $45. It goes up to $75, I don't know what day. End of March. March 31st is the last day of $45. Can you buy tickets for other people? Yes. Can you buy tickets for your family and friends? Yes. If you're not gonna be there, can you buy a ticket? Yes. Why? Because you're not buying a ticket, you're buying the lifetime access to the video. That's what you're actually
paying. I like it.
There you go. Instead of here's what's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to let you go, oh my God, this was so great. And while you're on fire, I'm supposed to say, hey, everybody, in 2 weeks, we're going to have the video for sale. Okay. The video is going to be for sale for $250. But if you secure it today, it's $197 or something. Who knows what I'm talking about out there? Okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. All right. That's what I'm supposed to do. But we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
You know, they do that. They do that at church revivals and stuff. When the preacher get real good, he tell you, well, you know, you can get the whole copy of the revival in the back. Like, damn, y'all ain't giving this away?
No, we ain't giving it away. And I don't blame them for not giving it away. Because just to revive y'all, the light bill, $1,000. So I don't blame them. Okay, as soon as they cut the lights on, the light bill, $1,000. So I don't blame them at all.
Specs.
Yeah. Don't blame them at all. But no, you just $45 gives you lifetime access to the video. And believe me, we put on conferences. We put on conferences. Yes. Yes. You will have your full agenda soon, but I'm not getting out your full agenda because we keep developing things. That's all I gotta say. Okay. Right. We keep developing things. Yes, yes, yes. We keep developing things. Most of this conference, here's the layout of this conference. This conference is going to be in 4K. The chat will be open, and then the host will host the host. It will be over Zoom in 4K, and the host will host in between some of the professionally shot things. All right, so I guess I'm talking to Law and Jerry and everybody. So you're going to see, because how can we teach you how to do the new things live? A lot of this stuff is pre-produced, so we can show you the new features. You understand what I'm saying? So it's live with videos also playing. Does that make sense? Okay, good. With videos also playing, so you may even see a television or two, but anywho, don't worry about that right now. Just know. And then in between there, you will hear Phil, who is coming back. He is coming back. Yes. Yes. Phil is most certainly coming back. You have Christine, and you'll hear, of course, the rest of the staff alone, who includes Phil and everything. And this time, I haven't said nothing yet, but just know Steve is on my radar. That's all I'm saying right now, because the work we're about to do in the United Kingdom is about to be major, 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 major work in the United Kingdom. Let's see, Mexit. You got the Mexit news.
Like the sound of that.
Yes, I know that's right. It's going to be major. United Kingdom is. So the way I'll explain this to you all, and then you can use me as a muse to do whatever you want to do in your business. Here is how it's processing in my head. I'm going to push the United States and the United Kingdom as one, okay? So you're going to start seeing language change to US/UK. Right. If I was in the UK, it'd be UK/US. But since I'm in the US, you're right. You're gonna hear this oneness there. And I'm going to push it. That's why those prices are the same. And then you're going to hear what you're going to do is you're going to see me make a big hoopla about expanding into new territories. Everybody got me? And what's going to happen very soon is we're gonna start doing expansion announcements. But you won't know where we're going. You will have to grind and do whatever, and then we're going, exactly. You won't know where we're going. Just keep working, keep doing your thing, and then we'll tell you in a very big spectacle way, of course, Brazil is our next country or something like that, okay? And please believe, Brazil is on my radar. I have 8 places that I want to go to next, and Brazil keeps moving itself up towards the top. It's on your bucket list. If you're not understanding what I'm saying, let me give it to you. Christine said, I'm so super excited, trying not to run this morning. Well, our trainer ran us this morning, so we don't blame you. We don't blame you at all. We don't blame you at all. Now, let's go back to this expansion here. Oh, Tyrell says on this bucket list to go as well. Every time we expand, I ain't mad at you, Monica. Every time, especially on TV, they be like, anyway. Every time we expand, here's what national directors are going to do. National directors are going to take this role of like Ken, Phil Suit. Well, Phil Suit's a bit different than national directors, but they are in that position, but they're different. They are, I'm doing something higher with them too, but we'll talk about that. It's not time yet, but something higher than them with them too. Jerry, and what's going to happen is, even if you're not national directors, and y'all should write all this down, I'm going to say, Renita, your team is amazing. You they love your workout videos. The company wants to send you on expansion to Brazil, all expenses paid, for you to start building a team out there. That's it. It's already in the budget. Every time we make a sale, or in this case, you make a sale, we put a certain percentage into a bank account that's only labeled flights and hotels. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. I'm so serious. Is there not nobody excited about that? Yes, yes, absolutely.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Overexcited.
Yeah. 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 Speechless.
I'll help you pack.
I'm gonna get my suitcase ready. Let me get my suitcase ready. So when you say go, I'll be like, less.
And so I haven't even told you about my plan with Mexiconference, and I'm about to give it to you here in a second. So you're going to be flying, whether it be in the country or out the country. So you might want to have your passports together and stuff. You're going to be flying to different places because it's in the budget and because I want expansion. You can guarantee Asia Pacific is at the very top of my list. Anything Asia Pacific. Google territories in Asia Pacific so everybody can be on the same page. I know, but let's, because they, yeah, just never.
Is Japan included there? Is Japan included?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great question, too.
Yeah,
she got her passport. The South.
Be allowed from Thailand and, you know.
Malaysia is on there.
Yes, Malaysia is on
there. Yes, Malaysia is, Malaysia is the top of my list.
It's been a little while since I've been there.
There you go. They need you back, don't they, Law? They need you back.
They worship Law.
I was a little celebrity
Law
there.
Law is worshipped in Malaysia.
It was that chocolate skin and the long hat.
It sure was.
Yes. So these are, it's more, Gracie. You just, yeah. No, that's right. Just pop that open. Whatever. Just pop that open. Pop that open. I mean, we're talking about some. Zoom is a resource hog. It just takes all resources away. Oh, you got a lot of Bible stuff open up there. Is that the Bible? Or is that the Netherlands?
That's the green.
Yes.
That's the Google Sheet.
Oh, child, I don't want nothing to do with that.
No, that's
genealogy. Don't even tell me no more. I don't even want nothing to do with it. That sounded too administrative. All right, so we got Australia. Bangladesh is my number two audience. My number two audience. All these places. You just keep on going. All these places, and this is an incomplete map, but there you go. All right, that's very incomplete.
Fiji. Fiji.
Yeah, Fiji was on there, wasn't it?
I can see myself on the beach in Fiji.
I know that's right. I'm not mad at you. Not mad at you at all. Not mad at you at all. So let me come see who this is and keep on calling me. Don't call me. Text me. Okay.
Just text me.
Must be a baby boomer.
It probably is. It probably is. Probably
Publishers is. Clearinghouse?
Well, you know, I like that kind of call, Jerry. We can take that one. You know, I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that.
I seen the...
Oh. No, go ahead.
Sorry, Antonio. My mic went off by mistake.
Okay, cool, cool. Now, who was it? Why are you talking so low?
Oh, it was the operator when I first got on. It was like, this call is being recorded for...
Oh, I don't owe nobody no money there. All right, they trying to... All right, I don't owe nobody no money. That's listen. I ain't got none of them problems. So you, and even if I did, you make $12 an hour. You're not finna stress me over this debt. You crazy. Yeah, y'all better start thinking like that. Yeah. That's somebody trying to tell me about some car insurance or something. My warranty is expired. I ain't got no car. My warranty's expired. Yeah. Or who you voting for? Wait a minute now. Y'all started real early. Y'all started early. We just got a president. Can we see how this one gonna work out? Golly, we already campaigning? Now, yeah, so that's that. Mexico conference wants, now this is way after. Okay, let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna look outside and I'm gonna say, is they coughing? Yep, they coughing. Then we'll come back inside. You know what I'm saying? As long as COVID is out there, I'm gonna be okay. Now, as soon as COVID turns into fake news again, okay, so as soon as that happens and it's all over and the Mexico conference becomes in person, the Mexico conference will move. It will not have a permanent spot. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. If it's in America,
yes, travel.
It's international the next year. There you go. So wherever we have territories, that's where we would be. And now don't quote me on this, but my first place that I want to have the Mexico conference is right in Steve's backyard. That's my first place I want to have it. Yes, that's my first place I want to have the Mexico conference. But I may change it. I may, because it may be like Olympic time. And I may say, well, shoot, we might as well just catch some of this Olympics energy. And wherever they have in the Olympics is where we going. You understand what I'm saying, Laura? I mean, we might as well just, you know, May is the Mexico conference. Olympics start August. Somebody might, you know, typically July, August, you know what I'm saying? I mean, China, it started 8-8, right? That was the Chinese New Year. So we may just stay over 3 months and y'all just may be taking classes while we in wherever the, you know, ain't no sense of coming back to America, law, until after Olympics, you know. You understand? The next Summer Olympics, I won't watch on TV, I will be at. What the one outside of 2021, because that's COVID and I'm not being at that one. Okay. I'm not being at that one. Y'all can have that one. Yeah. The only time it's two reasons I'm going outside. Check the mailbox for my VA money. As they upgrade me, you understand. And Pride Parade. That's it. I'm only going outside for those two reasons. I ain't going outside no other two reasons. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, Monica, because the law must have been
for me. I watch the Pride on the TV.
That's it. What's up, Susan?
Well, yesterday I just happened to look out the window right as the mailman was coming up our driveway, and he's holding my mail, talking on the phone, and no mask on. And then stuff the mail in my mailbox because there's no mask requirements here. I called the post office, but didn't get through anywhere.
They coughed all over your mail. Droplets everywhere. Just droplets all over your mail.
I let it sit for a day. And then
I know you did. Like,
get him, Susan.
Say, look, that mail wasn't that important. Not to die for.
Okay. And I went out this morning and got it. And it was all junk stuff.
Oh yeah, ain't showing up ain't for the die for no. Would you
all
like
my
some
stuff
pizza?
I have online? Anything important?
Yeah, that's that. Every Wednesday, everybody get that pizza stuff, the coupons in your mailbox on Wednesdays. Yeah, definitely. So the Mexican conference will most certainly be moving back and forth. Dominate conference will stay here in America. I'm really only focused on two conferences. I don't want to be a conference company. You understand? I don't even want to. I have no problem with conferences. I've got the conferences scheduled to where I ain't got to deal with hurricane season no more. Because apparently global warming ain't playing with us over here. And every time I schedule the conference, we get hit with a hurricane. So twice. And I only need for God to be like, that's twice. You're right. I'm done. I'm done. So that's why it's May. And whatever the dominate was, October, yeah, which is still hurricane season, but the very, very end of hurricane season, the very, very end. Yeah, but if global warming might mess that up too, though, Law. Now, very super future, y'all will start having Saturday stuff, right? You know, super Saturdays and stuff, but that's super future. That's super future. This year, we would do about four surprise conferences. They all be on Zoom and they won't cost any money. Was that? No. I'll be on Zoom, won't cost any money. We're just going to do, you know, this surprise conferences with y'all to know maybe 2 weeks in advance. You can invite all your people. It'll be a great time. Y'all know how we are. We're just going to add great value and all that stuff like that. So be ready for those things too. Those are happening. I would do one now. I just have no idea what you all are hurt. Well, I got an idea what you're hurting for, but it's just February and y'all haven't screamed loud enough. But I can tell y'all crypto is something y'all really like and real estate is something y'all really like. I can tell you that. Yeah, between crypto and real estate, y'all want that.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
We can have some personal stuff in there. I mean, like, I don't know if, you know, like, you got to be a person in order to do this stuff.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. You're going to...
Like a piece of the broken...
No, I'm glad you bring it up. So here's what y'all getting ready to see. What you're getting ready to see is this... Okay, I'm going to tell you what we're getting ready to see, then I got to back up so you can understand why I did what I did. What you're getting ready to see is the splitting of brands. You're going to see... The ATS brand is so great now, I can move away from it. You know, like ATS no longer means ATS. It means whatever y'all want it to mean at that point. I'm not sure if y'all caught that, but y'all say ATS in about 8 different ways. I'm not sure if y'all caught that. If you just think about the way you, first off, ATS is a terrible name. Not no more. Y'all done made it hot. Y'all done made it cool. You know you got a brand when the name becomes cool and it's a terrible, like Google makes no sense. You'll never say, you know, I think I should call a company Google. What? But since Google is so great, Google sounds like a normal name now, right? Well, ATS has become the same way. So what you're gonna see is the splitting of me from the brand, and not split as in not there, because that's impossible. But you're gonna see all that law of attraction, esoteric stuff shift to my name. Let me give you a better way. Right now, what you see in the business universe is Gary V. Grant Cardone-like. It's not like, but this is, just trying to give you an idea. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you know what these who do, let me see. If you or Jim Rohn like, okay, for people a little bit older. Even I would even say Les Brown like if that goes there. But then what you're gonna see is Abraham Hicks like, Neil Donald Walsh, all that, the stuff Adrian just asked for. I can't really do it. As funny as it sounds, I can't do all of it in ATS, Business University. As funny as it sounds, it has a good place, but it can't have every place. But I can do it under Antonio T. Smith Jr., which is why I copyrighted, trademarked, and got an entity out of my name.
I'm going to clap it up. All that? I'm gonna clap it up, and I'm going to say something about it. Because when I sent the email the other day, and I said, okay, cool, I'm not sending this to the ATSJR companies. Oh, okay, I'm sending this to Antonio T. Smith Jr. That's you better right. go on That's with right. yourself.
That's why That's you what see. Said. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's why I y'all mean, see.
I understand.
There you go. That's why the ATSJR email is getting phased out. Even the site itself, because of the future, right? I can operate mainly under my name as far as emails go, because it still means ATS. You understand what I'm saying? It still means ATS. But there is so much more happening behind the scenes that you all have not seen yet. But you should know that we are currently disrupting colleges and actually, I got a whole picture for it that y'all ain't seen yet. Y'all ain't go. Unless you are, never mind, I'm being quiet. I almost said too much. Hold on. I am disrupting colleges and universities, blank blanks, social, okay, so blank blanks, social media, blank blank, multi-level marketing and affiliate marketing. The two blank blanks, y'all not supposed to know about this yet. Y'all not supposed to know about this yet. But it's a blank blanks. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 3, 6. We are majorly disrupting 6 industries, majorly. Deanna will be disrupting 1 very soon, but that's a whole different story for now. Just get ready. You're going to want in on that, but you can't because I've already bought in. Maybe she'll go public. But anywho, then you can buy all the shares you want. You're going to get bought, though, before anything else. That's for sure. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm going to recommend a book just on the subject of disruption, and the author is a personal friend of mine, but it's a New York Times bestseller. It's called The Anticipatory Organization. And the subtitle is Turn Disruption and Change into Opportunity and Advantage by Daniel Burris. And Dan's a friend of mine from the National Speakers Association. He's been a futurist. I met him in 1981. And he was already put himself out as a futurist back then. So he's one of the premier futurists on the planet. And it said, discover 25 proven strategies to accelerate innovation and transform results. So anybody else who'd like to pick that up?
Can you repeat the title, Phil?
Sure. Yes, I can. Now, will I? Maybe. No, I will. The Anticipatory Organization. ANTICIPATORY. I went to night school, so I don't spell too good during the day.
Or night, but.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be our next book, Phil. Maybe that should be our next book we go through.
I just put it up on Audible. I'm going to grab it from here. Talking about this one, right, Phil?
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we can do that the next time.
Well, we're going to be a while to get through unless we double up our chapters through the other one. But yeah, we can, whatever the group wants to do. I was just very impressed the way they participated the last time, last class. That's the whole intent, is to people to read the chapter and then share with us what they got at reading the chapter. And by us getting everybody's different perspective, then we make the pie bigger and then each of our pieces bigger.
Well, you can definitely make it the next book, but it'd just be a long time from now. But we're going to have so many new people in. They won't know, right? We're gonna have so many new people in by then. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, we'll certainly. But I wouldn't double up. Take your time, squeeze it out, get all that juice out there, Phil. Milk that brand. That's it. Chapter 2. Yeah, but it was. Yeah, definitely good. No, I enjoy it. I definitely enjoy it. Phil and Susan are fantastic teachers. fantastic teachers. Let me call on Ashley Patrick real quick. She has a plan. She said, I got a plan. I want to hear. This is a private meeting. You messaged me private, so now it's open to the public. There you go. That's what happens when you got ideas. Don't unmute your mic and say what you got. They ain't supposed to hear it, but they're going to hear it now anyway. That's what we do.
Hey, I did send a whole email, you know.
You did?
Pictures to go along with it.
Well, that's good.
Well, then basically we what it is. Too.
Yeah.
Basically, the thought is they have conferences all the time without having the people physically there or not the entire audience there. Primarily, majority of it is on social media. And they have multiple screens in front of them where it's visible for X amount of people to be on the screen at a time. It's kind of rotating. So it has still have that live feeling, just like we do every morning with these calls, but at a larger scale.
That sounds good to me. I need a solid right now between Deanna and you. Present something to me before close of business.
Right. I'll get that sent right over.
Okay. Well, and then jump on Zoom and present it to me out loud. You understand? Both of y'all. Got me? All right, cool. Give it to me. Close the business list. We'll talk about it. Yeah, we don't waste no time around here. Anybody got time to be wasting? Ideas has got to, they got to get moving. You understand? Go ahead, Phil.
Well, I have to share with you, and I'm going to ask Prophet Jerry, do I have permission to share with the group your standout results? If that's a yes. I just counted. I've done 22 standout results with people. So we've done 22 of you, and I really appreciate it. It's been really special for me. But listen to what it came out for Prophet Jerry. He's a connector pioneer. You paint the most vivid pictures of what is possible, inspiring us to pursue our best ideas. And then it says, you're a futurist. I mean, that gives me goosebumps when I read that and think of what I know about Prophet Jerry, how that shows you how good these results are. So this afternoon, Prophet Jerry, tell me what time you're available and we'll go over it together. But I was just so excited about reading it and knowing
okay.
him. Connecting the right, here's another one, connecting the right ideas likely in ways that have never been connected before. Showing them how their combined talents and products could produce game-changing innovation. Your value is innovation. It was just amazing.
It is amazing.
It's and then there was one there, that one last thing, and I'll let you guys get out of here.
Keep it going.
It says, your ideal career. Startup situations of any kind call out the best in you. You're an impresario. The person who pulls together a surprising group of people to create something new and exciting. You will thrive in the world where the boundaries of what people are allowed to do are fluid, and where all people need in a persuasive case for the why their value will be manipulated on this new team of putting it together. Let's see. You will be the go-to for pulling together the right leadership team in the military. When an ad hoc SWAT team is required, you will know who to call in to assure the team will be just the right mix of skills and experience. Wherever you are the instigator.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's him. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see all that,
Lord,
when I was reading. Wow.
Answering questions, but my God, did he tell the truth on you? Lord, look at that list.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, there's so many different things coming out. If I would just tell you, there's so many different things coming out. I'm having a conflict of when to release them. I know May is the D date, so everything's coming out in May, but some things we need right now, and I'm not willing, or maybe I'm not sure if I'm willing to wait until May, even though it's right around the corner. Some things we need now. You understand?
Antonio,
yes, sir.
You need to get organized so you can prioritize.
Oh yeah. Well, no doubt. Well, the good thing is I got these wonderful people over here making sure I stay organized. So that works. That works for sure. Hold on real quick. Oh, is Bliss Body the watch people? Oh, they just email. You must have emailed them. Oh, okay. You're absolutely right, Jerome. Absolutely right. But the good thing is I am taking all this time to organize everything. We're quite well, but every time y'all go out there and be great, you mess us up. Right? That's what happens. It's the way it works. Every time you win, it's hell on the back office because we have to develop a new system. I'm going to repeat something I've said. I haven't said it in a while, but I need y'all. I'm talking to Monica and them now. I'm talking to y'all because I want you to be in. I haven't put enough energy here to y'all, and I know I'm doing it, and I know you're naturally doing it because I picked the right people, but I need more. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, more. For the next 7 million people that come through this company and become ATSanites, okay? We're going to adjust for all 7 million people because I have a plan. That means I want to, one, Monica, the next time a new person come in, I want to redevelop the whole company around their stuff. Every person that comes in, the company should change. And I know you're not doing it the way I want to because, Grace, you don't change until I tell you to.
So how do you want us to communicate that with you?
I don't know. Just send it to me on Line App, which is always great for me. But if it's long, what you need to do is send it to me and then tell me, make sure you read this. Do you understand? I'm going to read it regardless, but if you say, make sure you read this, it's going to make me read it then. If it's long, I'm going to read it in 2 days.
Well, no, you know how my texts are. I send a long text. I tell you, read this.
Okay, okay. So, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, that you do. That you do. That's why I know I'm going to read it and right now because you tell me to read it right now. I don't like administrative things. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And I have an assistant for that. I have an assistant we can use for that.
That's no problem.
I don't read those long messages.
I got plenty of people around here we can use for that. And I do it. I say, Grace, tweet this message to me. And she know to give it to me in 140 characters. Well, you're more than welcome to use your assistant. But between you, I'm trying to let you, is you listening?
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Trying to let you and Deanna connect before I get involved, because I need more. I'm trying to before y'all get involved, right? Y'all fix it. Y'all should have a plan for me between how you gonna use her. Today, I'm being nice, but I can tell you by Monday, I ain't gonna be nice. I'm gonna tell y'all what to do. I'm only gonna take so much delays. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we got to move. Think about it. I said Monday, get everybody connected, right? Remember, I told you, I'm only gonna say that. So, y'all know who I am. I'm only gonna say it so many times. Whenever I start saying something, and I start repeating it, that's clear hints. That's clear hints that this is not jiving with me. And all I do is as soon as I get perturbed, I just write it in my little notes. So I'm gonna bring it up. And then when y'all hear me, I'll sneak and say, okay, I'm gonna delete that off now. That means I am now satisfied with what's happening. If I don't delete it, I'm gonna bring it up every day. And I look at it every day. I look at it every day. So y'all fix it, because Deanna, you need to put her wherever she needs to be, because you got 50 gazillion things on you, and she's got her skill sets. And then I added a couple of y'all to my page. Y'all ain't did nothing. But ain't nobody asked me what to do either. That tells me a lot. Tells me a lot, right? Tells me a lot. But anywho, I'ma work it out. Don't worry about it. Y'all gonna work it out. I'm gonna work it out. But it's gonna get worked out. Do you understand? Now you can get Antonio or Saren Smith. It's up to you. They know. Grace, tell them about Saren Smith, please.
You don't want what he just said. I know it is Sergeant Smith. I think that's what he was saying, Sergeant Smith. Yeah, you don't. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Jerome understands. Yeah. You don't want that. You don't. No. You always want Tonio or Antonio. You never want Sergeant Smith. No.
Yeah. Sergeant Smith. Come through with a one way conversation. Ain't that right, Renita? When it's a one way, afraid, it's a one way conversation.
You see me over here cracking up. I'm having flashbacks.
Hey, it's a one way conversation. Nah, listen, I don't even care about perfection at all. This is what I want done. Get it done. It was weird there for a while. Then y'all could wait till everything calmed down a bit. And a month later, be like, you know what I think we should do? And by that time, I'm ready to hear. But I ain't ready to hear what Sergeant Smith come on. God dug it. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move. We got some money to make. And I want all of y'all. Would y'all like to know? Well, I'm not going to tell you what I want. I want y'all's salaries so fantabulous. You understand? That you pay your taxes is your lifetime goal. That's what I'm talking about.
It's already a goal. I like where you're going with this. Come on, let's keep going.
You understand what I'm saying?
The kids call that fat, don't they? Isn't that
that's it.
Fat?
That's it.
With a PH?
With a PH. That's it. That's it. I want y'all to be like, I want y'all paying $500,000, $5 million in taxes, and that was y'all lifetime goal. You know what I'm saying? And we did all the tax strategies, and you still had to pay $5 million. That's where I want us at. Deanna, I haven't talked to Patricia yet. I brought it up this morning. She already got you down, Patricia. I brought it up at 4 o'clock this morning, so she already got you down. We got you down 4 o'clock. Congratulations, Shanae, for not having that vid. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Them kids is out there being carriers.
Yeah, and just coughing on each other and touching each other.
Coughing.
Oh, God.
What's up, bro? Yeah, yeah.
No, but for real, they saw them on video doing it. They don't do it.
They just acting like they parents.
Anywho, that part.
I ain't even said nothing. I ain't said nothing. I just can tell you what come out your house by what come out your child mouth. That's all. That's all I can just tell you. But anywho, we're gonna leave that one alone. Ashley. We're gonna leave that one alone. So you got the Mexican news. I said about the books. The $9, the new program. Well, actually, I already got that set up. That's what the 1 to 4 recording was. So I already got that up, got that there. 1 hour very first trips, Deanna, once. And this is going to be difficult for you. You may want to use Michelle Black for this. I'm not even sure if she's on. Okay. You may want
to. I'm here.
Okay, good. I'm here. Good. Well, you may want to use Michelle Black for this. We need to go to Steve ASAP. But they on lockdown in America, contagious. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to get together. We need to know. if we're going to get quarantined, which is fine, but it just tells you how long we're going to be over there. That's 14 days there. And if that's the case, and I need to come up with a 14-day plan, I need to figure out what the quarantine looks like. Is it quarantine in the airport, which probably doesn't make no sense? Is it quarantine in some hotel of our choosing? I have no idea, because I ain't been quarantined since.
I have a question on the quarantine. Do you got to pay for the quarantine?
Man, you better ask Michelle that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yes, that's all your in your investment. Excuse me. So if you know you're going to a country and they require you to be quarantined, whatever hotel that you're going to stay in, you got to give them that information and they're going to make sure they contact
them. So it'll be a hotel. All right, that works out. Yeah. That works out.
I would recommend that it be a hotel before y'all go to anybody's house, if that's the case. But I'll provide full information for you.
Yeah. I ain't trying to go to nobody's house. So you got to think about how I'm thinking about it, right? So you're talking about the classes, background, internet, work. Like we may be quarantined, but the company ain't quarantined. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't worried about nobody's house. I'm worried about a hotel that can properly have the right speed of internet. You know, not that crap that ain't going, because we're going to be doing video. You know what I'm saying? So that it tells me where to quarantine. Basically, Michelle just cost me $200 extra a day is what she did.
But then, I didn't cost you that. You cost your own self that, but trust me, hotel is where you need to be, and I'll make sure I find the right internet.
And you want
good room service too. Good room service.
That's no doubt. Definitely good room service. Definitely good room service. Somebody just messaged me. Antonio Smith, congratulations. Inbox me with your Cash App to receive blessings. Let me see. What video is this on? You talking about congratulations. Boy, who is? My boy is out here trying to get somebody. This is on your post, Jaquita, with your sexy son. I ain't wearing no shirt like him, too. I don't know if y'all. I seen I ain't wearing no shirt. Y'all just wait. You wait till July. You wait till July. I'ma do professional stuff with no shirt. No shirt. I'ma get in the pool pit with no shirt. I'm doing all of it. I'm going to the library, no shirt. Post office, no shirt. Sure. I'm doing restaurant. Anything professional.
I don't need no shirt. You're going
to
get locked up.
I'll be like, officer, look at me. Do I need a shirt? Do I need a shirt? Look at me, officer. Do I need a shirt? That's it. No shirt to you. That's it.
He's going to lock you up just because he don't have what you go
to
have
at that time. That's it. I'm going to be out there. It's going to be me and Law, spandex. He's going to be down here by July. It's going to be me and Law, spandex and no shirts. That's it. That is it. I might even fool around and wear some Speedos and no shirt. That's all right, though. That's all right. I'm telling you.
I seen you turn your camera on. Getting Reggie right now.
You just wait till I start looking like her son. You just wait. I'm just telling you. Oh, Prophet Jerry. Go ahead, Prophet Jerry.
Just a quick question. I'm starting to come out and do videos now. And they're not long, but it's on like whatever on my mind, and a song will come with it. My question to you is, sometimes I don't want to add a whole bunch of people because, you know, they're busy with their life and stuff, but I want to just be out. I want to put myself out there. So I could be known and seen for what From the Bed to the Bank is about and what my focus is. So when you first started out with videos, were they short or long?
When I first started off with videos, they were short. The problem was they wasn't me. I think when I first saw videos, it was short and I had no audience. Neither one of those things work out for me. Well, the short does. I could do plenty of short videos, but the no audience does not in most cases. So then when I started doing, so I would have Tempest and Deanna or something like that in. Tempest and Deanna, something like that in. And they would be off camera just feeding me back or something. Because me, if you ask me a question, God done showed up. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you can't put me in a better environment by asking me a question. It's just mm-hmm. something about Q&A. It ain't gotta be Q&A. Just ask me a question and I light up and it's just over, right? So my advice to you is whatever lent to you, that's fine. I could tell you what's trending over time is longer videos over 15 minutes. Reason why? Because people have realized here lately that you haven't learned jack in school. The world has changed on you. It's all sorts of stuff taking out of your pocket. And you can go to YouTube and learn a skill set real quick. And then boom. All right. So that's happening. That's been happening for the last, since 2017. Your shorter videos are going down in consumption. Your longer videos, just look at channel, right? Your longer mm-hmm. videos are going up in consumption because people are trying to get bachelor degrees in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you do your length however you want to. Here is what I really want to address. You didn't want to bring in a lot of people. You know how you shine best. And I see you, well, I don't want to tell you how I see you, but I can see you just mm-hmm. doing your gift thing right to a camera because you can feel the audience on the other side of the camera. So you mm-hmm. may not need people around you. And if mm-hmm. that's the case, I would just start a vlog, and I would just let people see my struggle. And I'd preach myself out that struggle.
Mm.
That's what I would do. And you would get so many different people following you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I would do. Okay. How I started off was by myself. That didn't work out. Because the reason it's not that I can't do it by myself. It's generalized information and I can't stand that. I don't like that kind of stuff. I like to make my advice to Patricia, my advice to Patricia. And everybody else be like, oh man, that helped me too. But then when I get to you, it's something else specifically just for you. Mm-hmm. And by yourself, it puts me so much on a curriculum that it's all general. And I wanted to be more than that. That was me. Uh-huh. So that didn't work out for me. So I stopped doing it.
Before you, okay, Dr. Trez, I seen your mm-hmm. I seen your chat.
Thank you, Patricia.
One more thing.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead. not like a podcast, but yeah. I just want to. I think my main thing is just not want to be like saying I'm more of a, I guess, background kind of person. But then again, I am up front sometimes. But I'm coming out of my shell because of, you know, back in October and November, I went, mm-hmm. last year, I didn't do no videos that much. Every now and then, it just was the unction, you know, as we talk in the religious term, the unction of the Holy Ghost would tell me get on. But now it's like more like, wanting to get on because I got a message that I want to bring out. So thank you for that.
No doubt. Well, thank you. And I agree with the other Jerry, with a G, that we like seeing you on camera. I've been seeing your pictures too, man. So you're doing good. You're doing good. He gives me an opportunity to talk to all of y'all about something that is I've been doing before Gary V made it famous or got famous for saying it or whatever. You really need to just document your struggle. I cannot stress this enough. Gary V will tell you document, don't create. And I really like it, but I'm gonna tell you what happened. This is what made me start it. In 2012, I stumbled across this podcast called Startup, and it was by Gimlet Media. Gimlet Media, who wound up having 18-something podcasts, and they just got bought by Spotify for like $300 million, like last year or maybe a year and a half ago. And what the guy did was he was from American, what's that show? It's like on NPR radio, or it's called American something. It's the prestigious show. He comes from there. I just can't remember the name of it. It's American something, whatever. There's too many shows in American. But you know, it was one of those big NPR shows or something like that, right? Hold on, I got this don't say this out loud message. Mm-hmm. All right, got you. He had all this professional stuff, and he was taking that to the podcast world because 2012 podcast wasn't professional. Just a bunch of people, you know, it's like Clubhouse. Eventually, somebody is going to have like professional audio on Clubhouse. Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to do something like that. It's always a natural progression. And he went to pitch an investor, one of the investors, like Peter Thiel or something, and he bombed it. Oh, he bombed it. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. He wakes up in the morning. He tells his wife, "We're gonna do it." You could hear her pumping him up, and you could tell the phone or whatever device he's using is like in a pocket or something, because it's you can tell that it's not like right here. It was somewhere down. And then he went and he asked the investor, "Do you mind if I record?" And say, "Yeah, sure. I mean, you know." Yeah, so he cut out all the private stuff, and not the private, you know, the NDA stuff of what he was pitching. And he pitched it. He was stumbling. He needed to get coached by Phil and Susan. He didn't have his pitch together. He didn't have no numbers. He couldn't answer none of the questions. He bombed. And the investor let him know he bombed. And it was the first episode, and it was the greatest episode I ever heard in my life. This American Life, God dog it. That's the show I've been trying to think of. This American Life. That guy that was the big host there started Gimlet Media. He bombed it, y'all. It was terrible. And the guy said, "Well, listen, come back and try again," right? The investor, $1 billion investor. And then he recorded himself sad. You know what I'm saying? And he told his wife how terrible it was. And even though he was honest with his wife, he still couldn't tell his wife how terrible it was, because it was terrible. Terrible. And then the next episode, you watch him pick himself back up. And I go, "Man, this is incredible." Because first of all, I didn't know how to pitch to investors. Secondly, everything he did, I would have did, Law. Every single bomb he had, I would have did. Because you go somebody with your idea and you just talk. You think this is how good my idea is. And that is not how you get investors. It doesn't matter how good your idea is at all. Bombed it. And I remember sitting back in 2012 going, "Wow, I learned so much in one episode because somebody just documented." And in the intro, I'll start off, I'm going to show you the ups and the downs. And I went and I said, "Tempest, we need to start a podcast." Well, we already had a podcast. I said, "We need to change the podcast." And if you go look at Brick by Brick, which is retired now, you'll see it says we recording the ups and the downs. And we start doing that. And if it was never for that decision, I'd never be famous today. Never. People attach themselves to me because you saw me fall. You saw me go up. That stuff, that endears you to somebody. Here I am struggling, ain't got too much money, 2012, and I'm telling y'all I'm going to build a $1 million company. Isn't that crazy that is? I didn't say I had a $1 million company. That's not what I said. I said, "Watch me build this $1 million company." You know how many people tuned in just to see me fail and tuned in just to see me succeed? So my advice to y'all is very simple. Don't be perfect. In fact, we're going to end. I don't want you to hear nothing else but this here. Stop putting the makeup on so it's made up right. Quit dyeing your beard. Okay? quit dyeing your beard. Let the gray stay in there. All right? Because you ain't got no haircut. You ain't going to put on a hat, Chris. Just get up there and let them see you fall.
Bruh.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. I'm telling y'all.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Today is Friday. So yesterday was my day. I'm coming through. And now it's like, oh my God, y'all keep talking this perfect. You know, the only person, only perfect person that I've ever known in my life was my mother. My mom used to let me know she was perfect. Mm-hmm. You don't think that it can't be, but this is what it is. I used to say, who right, wrong? Me. I'm perfect. And I just saying it was like so liberating just now, because the one thing I do is fumble royally. And when I do it without like trying not to fumble, it seems like the world receives it way better. But yeah, sometimes I do fall. But I like the fact that you said that. But I wanted to let you know, my mother is the...
I think we lost a little bit.
Only perfect person. And I say, God, ain't that a sin? But I could never say that once I learned it.
No doubt. Listen, man, if you're in a wheelchair, man, show that. If you, we, y'all don't even know it. We recording the workouts. I'm gonna drop it seasons, drop it like seasons, Netflix. At no point does it look, now I got a strong mindset, because all that special ops stuff, like, kill my body, go. But since it's been so long since I worked out, today I got holed out. It was lower body. No problem. I don't even feel nothing hurting, but them lower back muscles I ain't used in a long time locked up on me, Jerome. 2 minutes in the workout. I got 58 minutes left. If I tell you how many times I had to lay on the ground after the workout, and it's all on camera too. You understand what I'm saying? It's all on camera. At no point am I sitting up there trying to look good while working out. That ain't leadership. You see me all, and look, you see Deanna going, come on, you can do it. Talking to me. I'm serious.
Did you forget your stretching?
No. I didn't forget my stretching. My back is just weak. It's trash, is what I said on camera. I said, he was like, you all right, man? You're back? You looking? I said, listen, kill me. This ain't got nothing to do with no back pain. I'm fat. That's what I told him. That's what I got. And did I not say that? I said, I'm fat. My back muscles is trash. They ain't been used in a long time. They're going to have to respect me. That's what I said. And every time you see me get right back up, they start spazzing on me. Because I ain't been used. I ain't been used.
Hey, Tony. When you sweat, that truth come out.
Yeah. He tried to take care of me. You know, he tried, hey, man, I'm fat. I'm fat. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I told him straight up. And I got, you know, I got the 30-pound, you know, I'm doing extra, you know, I got the super heavy weights going and stuff. My point is, y'all going to see all that. And then sometime in 8 weeks, you're going to see me, you know, all you going to listen. You have to show people that you're not perfect. How they going to learn? How they going to get motivated? I got, you know how powerful it is to have all this prestige, all this, all these followers, all this money, and then you see me struggling. And then get back up and say, with no breath, let's keep going. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. You can't, you can't, you can't, there's a mentality here that you can't fake that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, like, look, I told him, my mind far stronger than my body. The body's trash. But we ain't no quitting me. Let's go. Yes, ma'am.
You know, not just lifting heavy weights to start out, because if your back's, I mean, you got to build up to the heavier weight. Of course, I know you know that. But I would also encourage you not just to depend on the one exercise routine a day or whatever, however much you do it, but to during the day try to stand up as much as you can and not sit in a chair, because you have to sit in the chair for so long on the calls. So when you're not on the calls, stand at your desk and stand to do things and move around more. They're saying that just standing and being active that way is even more beneficial than, you know, crashing into an exercise and then sitting down the rest of the day and thinking that you did what you were supposed to do. So I would encourage all of you to, you know, make your desk so that you can stand up. Even when I was over at the Les Brown thing, because I wasn't used to sitting, I don't sit during the day hardly at all, unless I'm actually physically typing. I stand for most stuff.
Yeah.
And when I was at the Les Brown thing, I actually stood most of the time too. Even if I was talking to someone on the phone, I would stand up. There's no reason to be sitting because I wasn't typing or something like that. So I encourage that for everybody.
No, I agree 100%. And he's got us, you know, he's blowing us out. He's mixing our body, confusing the body, you know, all that stuff. He's doing everything right. But Susan's absolutely correct. My thing is, I was 157 pounds my whole life. Then I bulked up. I was extremely active. I got up to 200. So I'm looking like Tyrese, a little bit smaller than 50 Cent. I bulk up again. I go to 225. But now my arm got so big. Like, if you see my biceps, I actually got like stretch marks because my arm got so big. And as soon as I tried to, I'm going to tell you what made me stop bulking up. I couldn't wipe myself. I'm just telling you what it is. I'm telling you what it is. So now I'm 225 solid. What I just start doing, I just start eating Reese's peanut butter cups all day. And then that solid started getting a little round. And my body's still solid, but now all the weight was just telling me. So when I got up to 300, I changed my diet. That's when y'all see me lose all that weight. I lost 75, 80 pounds just from diet, but now I can't diet no more.
You released.
Thank you. Right? So now I can't Dr. Sebi this weight off no more. I need resistance now. You understand what I'm saying? I need resistance. My body went so far, I need resistance. And my back is just trash. We're just going to call it what it is. Ain't no sense. Like, don't use your back muscles. And then all of a sudden, just go hard in the paint. Man, back is trash. It's trash, and it's going to respect who I am. Let's get to quick.
Tony, you need to work your stomach muscles then. That'll help your back.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So he got us doing ab workouts because, you know, that's what I want to get rid of.
That hurts when you use your stomach muscle. It hurts.
Yeah.
It's painful.
It is. Come on, Jaquita, and then we get Patricia and we get out of here.
Hey, y'all. Okay, so that comment about the not perfect stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
that
was you gotta me. Do it. There you go.
Because, you know, I don't like to do stuff unless it's planned out, right? Mm-hmm. To the T. So, and then I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm listening. So then I go on Facebook, and why I just got reinforced. This is the first time I've ever seen an ad, a paid ad. The ad says, this year, the year 2020 is depressing. Our wig shop is struggling and goods are piling up. We only sell our stock of glueless lace wigs at cost. And so they have 1,900 comments on this post, because they paid to tell the world that they business is struggling. Can somebody help me?
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Is he doing a discount on their laces? Where is Frat? Where is that?
Yo, I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all been taught wrong, especially if you older or if you was raised by someone older. When y'all was growing up, you had to be perfect because that was the culture, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. They told you, don't let them see you sweat and make sure your shoelaces is white. And all, you know, they did all that stuff, but you don't live in that world no more. Now, the most popular videos on YouTube was shot with a cell phone shaking. You know what I'm saying? You live in a YouTube age now, to where you don't have to pay $2,500 for a professional video. Just pay your phone bill, right? That's it. And then you do the video because your audience is already determined that they are going to follow you because we're so used to it now. We're so used to it. So I get the perfection that you have. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying times have shifted and shift with them. Go ahead, Patricia.
Yes, I was just going to say that I am going to bless you guys with a couple jars of some sea moss gel.
That's fine by me.
Here, put that in. You put that in your smoothie. Let me tell you, it helped with me. When I first started working out, my knees was hurting. And it was terrible, man. And that sea moss gel stopped my knees from hurting. I wasn't as sore, right? Because it helps in the recovery process. I put mine in smoothies. I even put it in tea, even though it doesn't completely dissolve. Some people just take a spoonful and put it right straight in their mouth. It just kind of depends on how you want to take it.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, but I am. I'm gonna get a couple of jars because I'm gonna make another batch. And it's so easy to make. That's why I don't buy it from anybody else. And I'm gonna get, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We need those minerals in our bodies. So probably maybe like the next weekend. I'll get you some, or if Dr. Sugar's heading that way anytime soon, I'll ask her to drop it off. But in any event, I'm gonna get you guys some.
Do you
appreciate deliver? You? Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No. I'm on the other side, but no, I'm telling you, I have started the sea moss, and now it seems like I can't eat food.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't know about that.
I don't want to eat. No, because I don't be hungry. They're like, you don't want to eat? I'm like, nah, I'm okay. Like, I'd rather just smoothie and I'm good. So
I can tell you this, my trainer is super excited to work with, our trainer is super excited with us because we're 90% vegan. Well, I don't know, she's like, she, I don't know what she is. She's saying 10%. I'm 90% vegan. This is breakfast right here. This is carrots and stuff. I'm 90% vegan because she'll be like, here, just eat this, right? Put some burrito in my mouth or something, right? Every about once a week or something like that. But the weight is just falling off of me because I got the diet together or the food part together. So it's just falling off. It's nothing. Y'all supposed to have the mindset. So now this is the difference. So what you're going to see when you see the videos is I don't exactly what you think I am is what I am. Weak or not, that weakness got to go. I'm telling you, I said something we say in the military, Jerome. That's just pain leaving the mind. No, weakness leaving the mind is what I said. Weakness leaving the body. Get that out of here.
No pain, no gain.
Man, I tell him every time he look, kill me, man. Let's go. Kill me. And I say it from a laid down position with slobber coming out of my mouth, you know, like I'm dying. Kill me. And then I hop right back up. Pain and all, man. Pain and all, hop right back up. Come on, Lord, last words on you.
I just wanted to ask because I had a really bad reaction to sea moss or what have you. So I wanted to know if anyone else had like a similar experience. As far as me personally, it was tongue itching, swelling, really, really bad, like twisting and cramping of the stomach. Because my sister used to make the gel as well, and we used to do it all the time. And then she started to have the same experience with it as well. So I wanted to know if anyone else had any type of reaction to CMOS, because I can't do it. It doesn't work for my body.
That makes sense. You one of the unlucky people. One of the unlucky people. I don't think they had it, but I can tell you, tongue itching was enough for me. Okay. My tongue started itching.
Okay.
I might just start fighting people for no reason outside.
Just be aware and pay attention to your body, which I always say is the most important thing, because your body will tell you everything. And that's exactly how I know what's good for my system and what's not.
Shanae asked a good question.
It's good for some people.
Yeah. Shanae asked, because I got one more announcement for y'all that y'all going to love. Any mothers in here dealing with separation of the core muscles, diastasis, some recti, whatever
that
is. Diastasis recti. Diastasis recti. There you go. You know what I'm saying? I was wrenching around. I was getting there soon. I was getting there soon. Probably about 2080, I'd have got there. You know, the year 2080, huh? You asked.
What would cause that?
A C-section sounds like it to me.
Oh, I get to talk. So it's caused not just by C-section, but for mothers that's carrying a child, the placenta of the child in the womb is automatically going to separate your core muscles, and it separates your transverse abdominal muscles. So what you want to do is do the real work, which is a lot of breathing exercises. There's not a lot of crunches. There's a difference of core exercise you need to do to heal your core before you should work out. So you heal your pelvic floor by tightening it, and you bring your core muscles back together, your inner girdle. So I've been a trainer since 1990. So yeah, I can help y'all.
I didn't really hear all that she said, and I've had two.
I'm sorry.
I'm definitely interested in flattening this tummy because I've had two C-sections.
I can help. I've had three natural births and two C-sections, so I had to do the work. Got you.
First,
I'll put some information in the chat. So
I shouldn't even be talking when you talk. Three natural births. Every time you're in the room, I would just keep my mouth shut. That's what that sounds like to me.
Right, with a whole 9-pound 14-ounce baby.
Oh,
that's another story. It's all good.
9-pound 14-ounce baby.
Mothers. We all that's, strong.
That's two ounces away from 10 pounds. Natural. Yeah. Let me tell you something. From now on, when Shanae ain't on the call, everybody just shut your mouth. Okay? You just shut your
mouth.
At least the men. We just going to be quiet. We are unworthy. You understand? We are unworthy. God, dog. Well, here's my last announcement. We've been working behind the scenes for quite some time. I've been teasing this for a while. But you will see ATS Fitness coming. Show will, and it's by our very, very buff personal trainer. Yes, by professionals. I'm sure Monica will jump in there too, because that's what she do.
What you said?
Yeah. It's gonna be right here, and of course, you know, if you are an active student, it's gonna be almost free or free. But we're looking at something. What I'm thinking about right now is $19 a month for unlimited fitness. Can't get that nowhere.
All right. That's cheap.
Can't get that nowhere. Can't get that nowhere. Nowhere. I dare you to go pay $19 a month for a gym membership. That is not the way that works. No. Go ahead, Monica, go ahead.
And that's not even a membership. That's actually somebody coaching. So with a coach, it's like cheap is $50 an hour. That's what's cheap in the fitness industry.
Yep, absolutely. Jerry said might would do special guest trainers from time to time. Ain't got a problem with that. I'm sure Susan get up there and teach y'all how to do squats and heels, 6 inches. Yes, Pilates. I don't even know what that is. I just hear it on TV. I just hit on TV. But that's it, y'all. We will see you at noon for crypto, more crypto talk. We'll see you at noon then. The office, anybody working for ATS must get to their dream body types or they're fired. They have to. I'm sorry if you think that's offensive. But this is a scaling year. And scaling means more money, doesn't it? Now, am I telling them they got to be skinny? Nope. I said their dream body type, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why we in this call. Because if you don't grow out to money, it'll dwindle down to you. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And a big chunk of income has everything to do with what your thoughts have done to your body. So you can think I'm being offensive, but I'm not. I'm making sure when I give them their money, they keep it. That, yes, that is clapworthy. That is leadership. And by the time we log get to the office, everybody gonna be vegan. Yeah, buddy.
We I love my meat. I tried That's vegan not- for 11 months and I fell off the wagon.
I'm not mad at you, Dowd. Yeah, listen, they died either. They died is all on them. I'm not trying to control them, but everybody, you know, your body is a reflection of your mind. And I told the trainer this morning, I'll be 40 July 20th. I'm not going into 40 with all the bad decisions that I made with my body.
I hear the plants cry when I eat vegetables.
You know, so you're just saving the plants, right? You know, save the plants. You know, yeah, he goes out there, eats a meat, plant a tree. That's what he does. Now, y'all do what you got to do. Just make sure that you understand that. So my body is a result of me making about 100,000 decisions to eat Reese's peanut butter cups every day for 10 years. You understand? It didn't happen overnight. And I want to make sure by 40, all 100,000 of those bad decisions are gone. And I haven't had a Reese's peanut butter cup in 2+ years. I'm 2 years sober.
Well done. Yeah.
Man, that was my crack. I don't care what you say. Everybody else had cocaine. I had Reese's. You understand? I would crave Reese's. Shoot. You them tell them. First off, Jesus make Reese's. You understand? That's how good they are. All right, y'all. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can't dominate. Ooh, I gained
chocolate.
Back of sleep. Chocolate. That's it.
The legal drug.
That you understand. It sure is. Yes, that lack of sleep right. Make you gain weight. All right, everybody.
You got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
That's it.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Yeah.
See you at noon.
Bye, though. Love y'all.
I love y'all.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.